for shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Sweet, really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Good.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
Wow, listening to that like brings back a lot of memories of all the people that have been on the show.
I'm sure.
And then like most of them I kind of don't talk to anymore. And one of them's, you know, moved to a different state and living with someone else. But
among other things.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 202. Already.
Stroke.
Damn it. Episode 207. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is an all sausage party fest podcast tonight.
Yeah, it's also dirty old man.
Ooh,
episode.
I know, right? Well, we got like some stories to tell you people. Let me tell you. So, okay. So, I guess people were complaining because there was an echo on the last recording. But I guess the only thing I can say is because we're in a room that actually has four walls and it's small.
I didn't hear it, though.
Well, you can't hear it when you're listening like on speakers out loud.
Right.
But when you're listening to it in the headphones, you can hear it.
No.
You can hear it. Yeah. So somebody was like, well, put some sheets up on the walls or put some egg crates or something around. I'm like, bitch, this show is for,
we have to live here.
I know, and this shit is for free, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now if you want to pay for some professional studio work, by all means, you go ahead and you send some money to the P.O. box, and I'd be more than happy to go to a professional
recording studio. Yes.
And get some shit done, okay? So Nicole's like, she didn't feel like it because she had to babysit today and she had to eat steak when she got home.
She had to eat steak, so she
yeah.
did.
So
no vertigo today?
No vertigo, no. Mm. I guess not. So, we spent Friday night together, so I guess that was her like Sunday, whatever. We went to go see A Haunting in Connecticut. OMG, WTF, that shit was so scary.
Well, after we had dinner.
Yeah, after dinner on Friday.
With Rosario, the server.
Oh, I loved her. She was so nice. Man, she believed in some chips and salsa, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this bitch brought out, what was it, 6 bowls of chips.
And like 12 cups of salsa.
For 5 people.
And like 5 cups of the little hot salsa.
The hot sauce. We went to Abuelo's, which I don't think they're everywhere. But it's an awesome Mexican. Abuelo is a Mexican embassy restaurant.
Mexican food embassy.
Yeah, but it's really fucking good. So we went there for dinner with Amanda, Matt, Nicole, Julian, and myself. And then after we left the restaurant, we talked in the parking lot a little bit, and we had to school Amanda on a few things. Like, she was not aware that people actually around each other. She thought that was just made up.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah. So we were like, yeah, it does. Watch a porn someday.
Right. She felt all dirty.
Poor thing. And then when she found out it was called Toss in the Salad, she was really upset. So I don't know how long it's been since it's just been 2 guys on the show.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Big Fatty Online, he has, like, a resident historian who can tell him, like, everything about every show that's ever happened.
We don't have that.
No, not that I know of, but Big Fatty, if you would like to get your historian up on that shit and see when the last time 2 guys were on the show by themselves, then by all means do that.
It's okay. Sometimes it's good just to have guy stuff to talk about.
Exactly. We don't have to talk about titties or, you know, the other
Poussoir.
Yay, twins. So, yesterday, I went camping. to the Sawmill, which is a gay campground. It was like a bear weekend kind of thing. Now, there were several signs that told me I should have not gone.
First of all, is the weather report that said it was going to fucking have torrential floods.
No, and yeah. Tornadoes, no, it didn't say that. So, okay, I'm driving, and I get pulled over for speeding. Really? But I didn't get a ticket.
Wow. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, because I was saving it for the show.
Oh, okay.
And it's been, like, dying for me to tell you. And this guy was so hot.
You thought you were going to get you some cop before you got to the campground.
Oh, God, I would have loved it. He was like, and he asked me where I was on my way. I was like, oh, campground up in Dade City. Mm-hmm. I was hoping he would go, the sawmill? Yeah, you want to go?
I already have a place up there.
But he was hot, but he only gave me a warning because I haven't had a ticket in a long time.
Well, that's good.
And it was in Pasco County, and I was like, please don't make me have to go to court there.
Right, that would suck.
Yeah. So then I stop at the store to get some ice, and my fucking key breaks on my car. Mm-mm. Like, it doesn't break in the ignition, but I don't know if anybody has what was that?
I don't know. That was a weird noise.
If anybody has a Volkswagen, you know we have the keys that are like switchblades. You know, they pop out.
Mercedes has that
too. Oh, Mercedes hasn't?
Yeah.
So, mine just falls off. So, now it's all ghetto, and I have to actually stick it in the thing and turn it for it to work. But as the piece fell down to the ground, I looked up, and this guy started talking to me. He was a little freaky, a little weird. Mm-mm. He goes, don't even bother fixing it. It's not going to work. He said, somebody sold me a shitty cell phone and it ain't working. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of my cell phone. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
that has a whole lot to do with your key.
Yeah. So I get up to the register. He's like, you want to buy a cell phone? Because this cell phone's shitty. And I was like, no, thank you. So I got my munchos and my bag of ice, and I headed on to the campground, which... Okay, so I should have took sunblock, which, thank God, somebody had sunblock.
That's a good thing.
But this is the thing about the gay campground. It's kind of like gay campground, but not campground. Because you have, like, hot water, you have electricity, you have all that good stuff, and you have a heated pool. So
a clothing optional.
Yeah, clothing optional pool, which I have mixed emotions about that. Because, as I was telling Julian today, if you're out on the pool... and you don't have clothes on, then you really don't need to be tugging on your hard-ass dick to let me know that you're there. Because, obviously, I see that.
Yeah, it's pretty...
And you don't need to do that.
Pretty obvious at that point.
No, just because you're tugging on your dick doesn't mean I'm going to come over and talk to you. Because, actually, I think you're nasty.
Oh, you're touching yourself? Let me run over here and fellate you.
So, the pool is kind of a... And Holly knows what I'm talking about when I say it was a Hep C pool. It was just full of stuff and water.
Ew.
And all these hairy men were in it. And every time somebody squeezed past me and touched me, I was like... Ugh. Ooh, and then... Because I got in the pool twice. Once during the day, which was a big mistake. Don't have drinks and be out in the sun for a long time because it's really bad for you.
No, there it goes. Oh. My mic was not working for a second there.
Oh. I guess our equipment's ghetto now.
I guess so, but...
So...
carry on.
Yeah, it's not wise to be in a pool and drink alcoholic drinks and try to swim, because when you get out of the water...
You're drunker than you realize.
Yeah, like, really drunk. And I was like, ooh, I don't feel so good.
No.
So, I actually went to go take a nap, which in the tent, there was like no air moving in the tent. So I was like,
yeah, it's not home where you have three fans blowing up your ass.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up from a nap. We go back to the pool, drink a little bit, and then it's time to take a shower and go to the club portion. Because, you know, all campgrounds have clubs.
Well, of course.
So,
which doubles as a bingo hall on weeknights.
Oh, God. God damn. See, this campground, there's people that actually live there, too. So, it's not like just tents,
it's like
but like
campground slash trailer park.
Yeah, which is weird.
And classy.
gay trailer park owners, they really know how to, you know, decorate with like wood and water, running water and stuff. But anyway, and you know you're at a gay campground when every tent has like Christmas lights on it and Fiesta bulbs. And
well, of course.
And every tent has a different Madonna song playing.
Don't all tents come with lights and Madonna?
Track lighting. One of the tents had track lighting. All gay people are named Rick, Bob, or Steve.
Mm-hmm. All gay men have track lighting. At least all gay tents have track lighting.
Right. So, but, you know, it's official.
What's
Julian,
that?
It is official.
What is that?
I must be fucking old.
Why?
Because I can go anywhere where there are bears.
Right.
And at least five of them will come up to me and, like, want to get with it. Just like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, my God, I've seen you online. I always wanted to talk to you, but I just never had the nerve, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
what the fuck? Nothing last night.
Wow. That was somebody's pussy cinching up or something.
Weird.
I know.
What's
right?
going on?
I do not know. Anyway. Yeah. This campground also has.
Please tell me I have everything hooked up to the. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
This campground also has a wooded area. I'm doing air quotations for the listeners. Anyway, the woods where people go out and do their thing.
Yeah, there's like a guy out there with a can of Crisco just waiting to be like fisted and stuff.
That is
fucking
nasty.
Ew.
In the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
In the dark. By
gross.
God only knows what.
But no one hit on me last night, Julian. No one hit on me.
Why not?
I guess because I'm fucking old or something.
You're not old.
No one came up. Everywhere I go where there's a bear event or there's bears, people are like, oh, God, you're so cute. And now nothing. And I'm kind of upset about that.
Well, maybe you were just not in the right spots at the right time.
Yeah, there were a lot of dirty bears there, too. They looked like they did dirty stuff. And I don't think I'm really into that.
No.
What's kind of funny is, yeah.
Nah.
And they probably like braid each other's back hair. Oh my God. This reminds me. So Nicole and I were in Books a Million on Friday, right? Before
right.
the movie.
Right.
And like this 15-16 year old boy who had one of those emo haircuts, you know, the ones that go over the eyes and it makes them look like they're retarded because they're always like clearing their face off.
Yeah,
with
I really hate that.
Me too. Mm. Excuse me.
Well, that's hot.
Chocolate malt. So we were in the bookstore and one of his girlfriends pulls out a comb and he goes, oh my God, it's tooth time. Can I tease her hair? And I was like,
it's tooth time.
It's tooth time.
Totally. Tease time.
Can I tease her hair? So I was like, okay, that was the fucking gayest thing I have heard since, like...
That made you gay or just tears?
Hey, you know? And everybody, like, turned around, they're like... And I was like, oh, poor thing. But the funny thing is the girls that you were hanging out with, they were, like, the fat, ugly girls.
Of course.
So, but that just kind of irritated me. I was like, really? Really? Tease time?
Yeah.
Because, no.
You know, we really do jump the fuck around on this show, don't we?
Yeah, you betcha.
You betcha. We went right from gay campground to tease time.
How about that? Oh,
there goes my mic again.
Oh, why is it doing that?
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, that was quite the segue from
right
campground to tease time.
Yeah, so back to campground story.
Right.
Because I forgot one part why I should not have been there.
Yeah.
It's around 12:30. I decided to go lay in the tent. Around 3:50, like fucking thunder and lightning. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be able to sleep so good tonight.
But, I'm in a tent.
Thank God I'm in a tent. No, bitches. No, I'm in a fucking tent that like is not fucking waterproof. Can you believe that bullshit? Lou, I know I love you so much. But Lou, that tent was not waterproof. And I don't know who you borrowed it from, but you need to kick their ass.
And hit them over the head with the tent.
Yeah. So Lou and I... Oh, I can hear the echo now.
Can you?
Yeah, like I can hear it in my my headphones.
Oh.
It's only when you get to a certain
volume
though. Oh. So it starts to rain, and I'm like, there's water on my head, but it must be because the window's open. Maybe we didn't close it. So
right,
I look up,
right.
And the window's closed, and I was like, Well, I know there's vented areas at the top of the tent. Maybe some water leaked up under there.
No.
No. Because when the torrential downpour happened, the fucking raindrop would hit the tent, and then it sprayed into like 10 million raindrops inside the tent. So it felt like we were on fire, you know, like in school, and it was like, shh.
Dear God.
So Lou was, I laid there for a second, and Lou was still sleeping, and then water hit him in his face. He's like, why is water hitting me? I go, because this tent is not waterproof, Lou. He was like, fuck. So we were going to lay there, because it started to stop raining a little bit,
right,
and then
right.
Because the fabric was wet, the tent started to like cave in a little bit. So we're like, okay, well, I guess we're sleeping in our fucking cars tonight. So I had to sleep in the car, which I had to wake up like every hour because I was so afraid I was going to suffocate in it.
Mm-mm.
Because you know those people do that by accident. Like,
well,
they'll
yeah.
sleep in their car and then boom, they're dead.
Well.
And I don't want to be at a gay campground dying.
No, because you know somebody's going to have your ass.
Yeah,
after
and they like stuff me. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
We're not having that in Wasilla.
No, we're not having that in Wasilla. So, yeah, apparently, like, Julian and I, we really love, like, talking about fucking Sarah Palin.
There goes my mic again. Okay, it's back. I'm gonna write Nicole on this one for next time.
Right. But I hope she doesn't listen to this, though. She just shows, man,
yeah, stroke.
I can't fucking talk. What the hell?
I don't.
There Are we you go. Touching anything?
No. I haven't moved.
Jiggle it a little bit.
Oh, you mean the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm jiggled.
I'm jiggled. You know, there's something more important than me. I'm wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully good looking.
Really, incredibly.
Fuck. All right, let's pause this and get a new mic. Hold on.
Okay.
And we're back.
From our commercial break.
There's a problem with one of our mics, so.
Yeah, we're going to give that to Nicole next time.
Yeah, so no one can hear her talking. So, what were we talking about that? Oh, Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. I can see Russia from my house.
So.
I hate that bitch. We were talking about her today at Arby's. Oh, so we went to Arby's. This was hot. I'll let you tell the story.
Total little homo working behind the counter.
Russ.
Russ did have a cute little ass, though.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
But he's like 15 and a half, maybe.
Yeah. And like shaggy hair and.
Yeah, close to emo hair almost.
Yeah, almost. Kind of cute, but in a way too young.
Kind of I'll go to jail kind of way.
Yeah, in a way we won't with what we're doing currently. Which brings us back to all the way back around to
the beginning,
the dirty old man episode.
Let's talk about the two people in Arby's first, the old couple.
Oh,
remember?
Oh yes, Mama, here's your song.
So Julie and I pick a place to sit down, and the whole restaurant's empty. And these two people couldn't sit somewhere far away from us.
They had to
sit right, next
the
to
fuck
us.
Next to us, yes.
So,
you know, we're trying to talk about the little boy's ass and.
Right. Just different things, you know, that Christians don't need to hear,
right.
Especially old Christians. So all of a sudden we hear. You know, like
some old fucking disco song
coming on. So we're all like, oh, you know, they're playing some gay music. And we're starting to like, you know, we're moving a little bit. And then we hear him go. We hear the guy next to him goes, Mama, here's your song. And we're like, what?
Ricky's like, what song is this? What song is this? And we're trying to figure it out. And I'm like,
and it was,
it's
Funky
Town.
So it was Funky Town. And we were like, made up this whole story about how probably in the 70s, they were probably in Studio 54. And this was like right before they became hardcore Christians. And they were really high on cocaine.
And banging.
And just banging each other. And, you know, they always do it on
missionary
style. But they decided that night they were going to do it doggy style.
And he pulled her hair a little bit.
And he pulled her hair a little bit and accidentally stuck his dick in her ass. And then she had to take a dirty girl shower afterwards. She had to go clean her bleeding no-no place. Now, granted, these people were probably like 70 years old.
And they you know they would drop dead of a heart attack if they knew we were talking about them like this.
It was great.
It was.
So that was pretty funny. Should we go back to the boys?
That's your call.
All right, we'll talk about the boys, but we just won't give any names, any details.
Right, right.
Well, details in order to know who they are.
Exactly.
Well, most people know who mine is because of my birthday. Oh, I didn't talk about that on my birthday, so it's okay.
That's right. You did not.
So, there's an 18-year-old guy. He's a really nice guy. And, yeah, I slept with him twice. Okay, so we're back.
We're back.
That seems to be working okay. So, that does make a difference.
Yeah, I know, right?
So... I was talking about this 18-year-old guy. He's really nice, but there's, like, something going on in his life where he thinks that he can contact me about it. So, I get a text message from him. Like, this is after we'd been together or whatever. And he's a nice guy, and I could probably be his friend. But the text message I get is, can I come live with you?
Yeah, just out of the blue.
And I was like, no, I'm sorry. And then the next one I get, like, 12 hours later, it's like... He swallowed a whole bottle of something and tried to commit suicide.
And
because
he's in the hospital now.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck, Julian? Mm-hmm. And I was telling Lou about it. Lou was like, I'm glad you weeded that one out for me, Ricky.
Right.
I was like, fuck you. So, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not taking in any problems. So
no.
If he wants to be friends and he can be, like, normal, then okay. But I'm not taking any problem children in.
Yeah.
So, and that was, he was 18 years old.
Which, like, makes you feel like a dirty old man.
Yeah, because I could almost be his father.
Pretty much.
So then, you know, this happens and then bam, Tuesday. Julian needs to take over the story.
Yeah, so after the end of my last relationship, I'm like, damn it, I'm not going to try for another young one. I want somebody closer to my age, even, you know, if it's just a fuck buddy or whatnot. But lo and behold, I end up with a 19-year-old, which makes me feel like a dirty old man. Good Lord, is this boy wearing me out. I don't have the stamina to keep up with 19-year-olds anymore.
Well, this is the good thing. Like, I came home from class, and I was like, okay, someone's car is here, and I don't know who that is, and the bedroom door's closed. So, you know what? I'm going to sit my fat ass right here at this kitchen table with my computer, and I'm going to watch to see who comes out that door.
And he damn sure did.
And I'm going to see that walk of shame from somebody.
Vince, I wasn't shamed. He was cute.
Well, he was cute. But you know how, like, when you have a trick over, and they're like, you know, they don't want anybody to look at them?
Because you know what we've been doing.
And it was like an hour. I was sitting at the table. I was like doing homework. I was like, oh, I could be in my room right now, but I'm going to see who comes out of this room.
Yeah, and he'd already been here an hour and a half before you got home.
Right. And he looks like he's trying to make small talk. He's like, oh, Apple computer? Those are awesome. And I was like, you just got done fucking. That's what I wanted to say. And I was like, it's awesome. As I'm sitting here typing. And I'm looking at Julian, and I was like,
Bitch, I knew what you were thinking. I could read it on your forehead like a billboard.
Just like today.
Yeah, pretty much. And then to punctuate it, you had to send the text saying, filthy whore.
You filthy slut.
Right.
But the good, like, do you want to go into, like, the personality characteristics of this 19-year-old?
No, I'll leave that part alone.
Okay.
I'll just say he's a sweet guy, but he has his own demons he's dealing with.
Oh, no, not demons.
It's not the take a whole bottle of pills demons. But we were ragging Ricky's ass so hard at dinner
my God.
Friday. We were like, oh, somebody sleeps with Ricky and they want to kill themselves.
That's bad. I slept with you and, well, I'm going to kill myself.
I want to die now.
No, what was it that we were talking about at Arby's, your friend John, when we were talking about the...
when you sleep with somebody and get and a... get up. Something that doesn't wash off. You've got a... what the hell did I call it? I can't remember again.
What is it?
A scrivener. Yes.
I went to a strange club and fucked you, and all I got was this nasty rash scrivener. And an impossible scrivener. If you've ever had a scrivener, call into the show 206-984-FOWL and tell us about it.
We'd love to hear your story.
And tell us the story of how you got it.
And how you got rid of it, hopefully.
Yeah, some scriveners, they're there forever.
Yeah, you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Oh, babe.
Hey, babes. My name's Cher. You want AIDS? I love Franco. That's like, and Julian and I are always saying that to each other. Like, hey, babes, you want AIDS?
I'm sure if anybody heard us, they're like, they're fucking crazy.
First of all, they're talking like Cher. Second of all, they're asking people if they want AIDS.
Oh. Yeah, we're a little insane.
Alright, well, we're at 26 minutes. Well, I was going to make this a short one. I'm going to post it tonight. But yeah, so if you want to email us, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33801. And we still have a couple days more of March, so it means it's still my birthday. So if you want to send me something, look on my wish list. Or if you don't send me a, don't send me, what is it called again?
AIDS?
No.
Oh.
What? There must be something wrong with the setting.
Yeah, it must be the board or something. Cause
God. That's all I need to do is buy another board.
Ugh.
Fuck a board. What was it? A screw.
Scrivener.
Or if you want to send us a scrivener, just, you know, come do it.
They better be damn cute.
Come to me. Real hard in the butt. You hear that? It's coming back again. Okay.
Yes.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus.
It really is.
We need to stop.
Jesus, I was not going to talk about the boy.
Jesus, take the podcasting soundboard.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel and fucking run over Sarah Palin and put her over a cliff. In Wasilla.
You betcha.
Thelma and Louise, that shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is episode 207. Have a good night. Bye. Maybe. Damn.
Maybe.